Okay, here we go. Day number two, praying for you guys every single day. And I just want you to, I just want to speak this truth over your life. Here is our focus scripture for today, 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said to them, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." You see, God's power shows up strongest when we admit we actually need his power. I think it's important to remember that his strength isn't good, isn't just enough. It's more than enough. That's the key. You see, we may feel weak. We may feel like we don't have what it takes to overcome an obstacle or complete a task or to make it through a difficult time. But that's exactly where his power shows up the strongest. You don't run, you know, for us, we don't run from our weaknesses. We actually hand them over. We tend to hide our weaknesses. It's a kind of human reaction, but we tend to hide our weaknesses and try to portray strength. But weakness, in the weakness, is where actually he does his best work. We don't use our weakness like, you know, we gloat over it and go, "Well, I'm not good at that. I'm bad at this and I'm never good at that temptation." We don't do that, but we present it to God so that he can do what only he can do in the weakness. I think it's, I like to say it this way. When we are at our lowest, I believe what happens is Christ is at his highest in our lives. He's ready to work. See, our weakness is actually the stage for his strength. I think that's key to remember. And our story is never over. It's just getting stronger. So today, I would say, don't hide the weakness. Bring the weakness, because it's where he works the best. Love you guys.